From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The government today reported some improvement in the health of the Medicare program and no significant change in the outlook for Social Security. As NPR's John Itzde reports, the annual trustees' evaluation of the two programs shows the solvency of the Medicare Trust Fund has been extended for 2 years.
The trustees now project the Medicare Trust Fund will not be exhausted until 2026. Social Security is expected to remain solvent until 2033. At a news conference, trustee Robert Reichauer said the somewhat brighter outlook for Medicare is partly due to implementation of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. But, he said, under current law, neither Medicare nor Social Security is on a sustainable path.
The sooner that policymakers address the challenges that lie ahead, the less disruptive the unavoidable adjustments will be, both for individuals and for our economy.
If lawmakers did nothing, Social Security would be able to pay only 77% of promised benefits in 2033. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
Interest rates on student loans are set to double on July 1st unless Congress acts to prevent it. NPR's S.V. Dante reports it's a reprise of last year's battle, with President Obama once again leaning on congressional Republicans.
President Obama's message to the college students and recent graduates assembled in the White House Rose Garden was simple. Contact your representatives and insist they keep rates low. Last year, Republicans caved in to Obama's pressure and maintained the 3.4% rate for Stafford loans. This year, House leaders have passed a bill that ties the student loan rate to the market rate and would let the rate rise to 5% in 2014. Obama called that plan a $1,000 tax hike.
The House bill isn't smart and it's not fair. I'm glad the House is paying attention to it, but they didn't do it in the right way.
Obama's plan would also tie the student rate to the market rate, but with a smaller markup. His plan would also limit graduates' loan payments to no more than 10% of their earnings. S.V. Dante, NPR News.
An asteroid that's more than a mile and a half across will pass near Earth later today. At its closest point, the asteroid will be about 3.5 million miles from Earth, says Royal Observatory astronomer Elizabeth Rosch.
The asteroid will appear as a very dim dot in the sky. It won't be visible with the naked eye. You would need a telescope, but it is quite difficult to see. So if you do want to see it, the best way to do that is going to be with something like a remote telescope that you can use online, and you can log in and see what they see.
Earlier this week, scientists got a surprise. The asteroid even has its own small moon. There could be nasty weather in store for the Midwest today. The National Weather Service says parts of Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Missouri could see tornadoes. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are up 4 points. They're at 15,328. This is NPR. Electric car maker Tesla has announced a big expansion this week. NPR's Sam Sanders reports the automaker said it will make charging stations available from coast to coast.
Currently, Tesla owners are limited by a 265-mile range of battery charge and only a handful of charging stations across the country. But Tesla CEO Elon Musk says the company plans to make 100 charging stations available in the U.S. and Canada by 2015. Still, Edmunds.com analyst Michelle Krebs says electric car sales aren't likely to rise too much on the news.
It will be a slow go of it. There need to be some breakthroughs in terms of cost. But the big hurdle for most people to get over is that peace of mind. Can I go where I want, when I want, and not have to worry about can I fuel up?
Tesla's cheapest car starts at over $60,000. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
The World Oil Cartel says it'll keep official production rates at 30 million barrels every day. Some countries produce more than they're supposed to. That bumps up the production target. Officials say they reviewed world oil prices and find the market has adequate supplies, although there are fluctuations in price. That's due to geopolitical tension, according to OPEC. The European Union is asking member countries to start testing wheat bought from the United States. Genetically modified grains turned up on an Oregon wheat farm last month, an experimental type that was never approved for sale. Japan has already halted imports of some types of American wheat. South Korea is increasing its wheat inspections. The U.S. Agricultural Department says the wheat poses no threat to human health, and there is no evidence, it says, the genetically modified version ever reached the market. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the estate of Wally Cameron, providing support to NPR and to member station KMBH serving the Rio Grande Valley in Texas.
Support comes from Jolie's Louisiana Bistro at 507 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Created in the tradition of the restaurants of New Orleans, Jolie's pays homage to Louisiana cuisine by serving both classic Creole dishes and eclectic Creole creations. Hours of operation and menu items can be found online at joliesLouisianaBistro.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We're going to start off this hour by going back to 1974 and listening to Bobby Bland.
I've been downhearted, baby. I gave you a brand new Ford. You said I want a Cadillac. I bought you a $10 dinner. You said thanks for the snack. I let you live in my penthouse. You said it was just a shack. I gave you 7 children.
From 1963, that was B.B. King, How Blue Can You Get? B.B. preceded by his old running buddy from Memphis, Tennessee, back in the 1940s. We heard Bobby Bland from 1974 doing a number called I Wouldn't Treat a Dog the Way You Treated Me. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to a number that Bobby Bland recorded some years ago. We're going to turn, though, to Gina Cecilia, and the track from is on her disc, Can't Control Myself. This one came out in 2011. She's got a brand new one out, but this one has some stellar numbers. Case in point, her rendition of Members Only.
It's a private party. You don't need no money to qualify. Don't bring your checkbook, bring your broken heart, 'cause it's members only tonight. Say you lost your woman, we'll be right back.
attention, and I can't keep it to myself. Man said he loved me, now he's off with somebody else. Grand mama, can you help me? I can't keep a man of my own. She said, girl, aim for the heart, you never go wrong. You can try your best to stay pretty, it might work while you're in your prime. You'll get jealous of the young ones once your looks start to fade with time. Love is a powerful thing, there's nothing quite so strong, girl. Aim for the heart, you never go wrong. Aim for the heart, don't aim for the head. Aim for the heart, that's what mama said. It's not that easy, a man crawls under your skin. I didn't need anyone, but it made me think again. All the rules got broken when it came along, 'cause it aimed for the heart and it did me wrong. Yes, aim for the heart, don't aim for the head. Aim for the heart, that's what mama said. Now it's cold and lonely by myself in this king size.
Music from Ruthie Foster's latest disc. The disc is called Let It Burn, and that, of course, was Aim for the Heart. Really, really great Texas blues lady, Ruthie Foster. She was preceded by Gina Cecilia. We heard Gina from the disc Can't Control Myself. She did a stellar rendition of the old classic Members Only. You're listening to The Blues Box. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS.
Manufacturing. Begno is a precision sheet metal shop that combines high-tech laser equipment while strengthening the company's commitment to the community. Begno offers a tour of the facility and lunch every Friday. The telephone number is 237-5069.
We'd like to thank Begno Manufacturing and all of our underwriters for their support for public radio here in Acadiana. And we're going to turn now to music from Cassandra Wilson, great jazz singer. She's one of her trademarks is recording also great blues on some of her Blue Note Records releases. We're going to turn to her 2002 release, Belly of the Sun. She's got a cover of an old blues classic that Fred McDowell did and a number of others over the years, You Gotta Move.
You may be rich, you may be poor. You may be young, you may be old, but when the Lord gets ready, you gotta move. You may be high, you may be
you may be down, no place to go. But when the Lord gets ready, you gotta move. You gotta move. You gotta move. You gotta move, child. You gotta move. When the Lord gets ready, you gotta move. You may be black, you may be white, you may be wrong, you may be right. But when the Lord gets ready, you gotta move. Mm-hmm. You gotta move. You gotta move. You gotta move, child. You gotta move. The Lord gets ready, you gotta move. And when the Lord gets ready, you gotta move.
Cassandra Wilson, once again, You Gotta Move. That's from her disc, Belly of the Sun. And we're going to take a few minutes here and talk to one of our favorite blues artists, Taj Mahal. Taj, you performed last night. That was a wonderful concert. We really, really enjoyed that one.
Well, thank you, Raul. I enjoyed myself. It's a great community of people that love music down here. And, you know, when they call for you to play, you don't miss that call.
How many times have you performed here in Lafayette?
Lafayette, I think maybe three times.
Okay.
A couple times before. And we did something one time. It was a dance hall out by the railroad track.
Right, Grant Street.
Grant Street, thank you.
Dance hall.
Thank you, yeah, Grant Street Dance Hall. And, you know, I haven't spent a lot of time. I've been down there doing different projects, you know, some things with the Savoy family, Mark and Ann Savoy, and Michael Doucette, and, you know, hung out with some different people in the area. You know, Terrence Simeon and Gino De La Fosse and people like that, you know.
Well, you've sort of got the perfect background, in a way, musically, to interface with, well, almost anybody, but particularly with Cajun and Creole musicians here. I mean, you draw on all these, like, Caribbean sounds, jazz. It's just, watching you last night, I've been listening to you since probably 1970, but last night was just really special.
Well, thank you.
You still mine a lot of the classic blues nuggets. Last night you did a rendition of John Hurt's Creole Bell. You added some lyrics to that one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I can't keep it moving. You know, it's got to be the songs are, you know, we're really lucky because you got these great, incredible poets. I mean, I always think it's very interesting that people don't get it. Okay, the English and sometimes the French and the Spanish own the plantations, but particularly in the situation with the English, the if you listen to poetry that comes from the places in Africa where a lot of people come from, it doesn't rhyme in the same way it rhymes once they get, you know, once the Africans get in contact with the Irish or the French or the Spanish, you know, or the Scots. So then you get this other kind of form of rhyming. And then of course, it goes viral for a couple hundred years, and then, boom, you got this style. And I don't think people pay much attention to that, because if you listen to the same, you can take this very same story and listen to it in poetry form and in whatever native language it would be, like Mande or Fula or Pearl or, you know, Igbo, whatever, you know, and Yoruba. And it rhymes different. It's almost like the way John Lee Hooker rhymes. The idea of the song rhymes, not necessarily the tagline on the end of the song. So there's tons. This is like great material. And so you get your hands in there and get it wet up to your elbows, you know, and come on back with something. And you get a handful of it and start molding it, doing something with it, get it warm and create something for the time that you're involved in it. And that's what I really do. And also the other side of it for me is that to get Americans to look deep inside of this incredible well of wellspring of music and art and creativity what we have right here. You don't have to go nowhere for that. That's right here. You can go anywhere in the world, and everybody in the world is trying to get to play that kind of music or respect that kind of music or listen to that kind of music. It's phenomenal. It's a world-class music without the people here actually knowing it.
Yeah, it's amazing because, I mean, just a lot of us as kids, I know, got into blues because the British blues rockers were recording material from Muddy Waters, Robert Johnson, Skip James.
Sure.
And we never heard those names.
That's right.
And it wasn't until, you know, you listened to
follow it back. Yeah. Follow it on back.
And then once you heard the real thing, it's like,
oh yeah, okay, Well, if you talk to them, those guys were just looking for that to happen. More than anything, they really were stewards of the music long enough to make sure that it stayed in the air, so people got back to it. You know, in my case with music from this area, I was really lucky to, without saying all the other things that happened, but I spent a number of years with a Quebecois family when I was working, saving my money to go to college. I worked on a big farm, a family with Irma Langevin, you know, the Langevin family. I worked with them. So I got to hear, like, the Cape, you know, the what they call the Massachusetts Quebecois.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, and then Pepe Langevin was the one that turned me on to My Jolie Blonde, which I didn't hear until I was probably about 19, no later than that.
Was that the original Harry Schultz?
No, I didn't hear Harry Schultz until I heard Clifton Chien. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That was the first time I heard it. And then finally I got to the Harry Schultz version. Once I realized you can move around and find this information, particularly this guy, Chris Strachwitz, that ran our Hooli Records. He did a lot to make sure that music was available. So I got a chance to, you know, Hackberry Ramblers, the Balfour Brothers, and this one and that one, you know. And then he put out some great compilations. Well, one was Amadie.
Ardoin?
Yeah, Ardoin. And then it was a man and a woman. A woman that played a wooden guitar with the pipe played in it. I'm trying to think, did he play the
fiddle? It's probably a Clément Brault-Falcon and
Falcon, yeah. And, you know, that kind of stuff for me. That's just, you know, I mean, it's priceless because you get to hear, you know, you hear the ground that the music is in, you know. So, yeah, I'm excited all the time. And, yeah, people know the music and, you know, they know how to have fun.
But it seems like your blues, Taj, transcends a lot of material and it is inclusive thereof of material that other people really don't touch, particularly some of the more Caribbean-influenced grooves and that sort of thing. And, again, the way that you mine the old classics. I mean, last night you're playing a Henry Thomas number and all that kind of stuff. But with the rhythms you use, it's you know, you're really unique among blues artists. And fortunately, you've been around a while, and a lot of us have gotten to hear you. But, it's great hearing you live like last night.
Well, thank you very much. You know, half of my family is from the Caribbean. My mother was from South Carolina, and my father's people from St. Kitts and Nevis, about 200 miles south east of San Juan, Puerto Rico. And my grandparents on that side immigrated to the United States just after the turn of the last century, 1902 or 3, somewhere around then. So, yeah, and I was the first grandchild back in 100 years. Actually, the first person from that branch of the family back from the States in 100 years. So, yeah, I was raised up with both the Caribbean and the South and a lot of different parts of the South from where we grew up and people from Mississippi, Louisiana, you know, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, you know, Arkansas, and then over to Oklahoma and Texas, you know, that would change south, it's more west, but yeah, a lot, and the influence, the music at that time as a child growing up, it was just the water we swam in, you know, plus I think if you think about what rock and roll and rhythm and blues was like jumping off at the end of the kind of 40s, it swung for a while, and then the jump music came in, like Louis Jordan and Wynonie right. Harris and all that kind of stuff, which ultimately pushed his way. Sister Rosetta Thorpe, let's not forget about her.
Yeah, really.
Because she really is real important, a lot more important than I think a lot of people realize. There's a lot of people like Elvis and Buddy Holly and them. They were like listening to her because she could play some guitar and she could bring that spirit, move that spirit. You know,
her influence, you think, was that profound?
Oh yeah,
among
those
people.
Oh yeah, most definitely. They even talk about it. You know, if you talk to people like the Jordanaires, those guys, they'll tell you that you know those guys really, you know, really appreciated and ultimately. When she went out of style, it was the British and the European, you know, people that, you know, in Britain and throughout Europe that she really was able to sustain her career, you know.
Well, she did go on some of those tours, like to England and all that with Muddy Waters.
They said that
she often, like, before she went to bed, liked to have three fingers of rum.
That's right. Yeah, she was a ticket.
Yeah, she was. There's some, for those that are interested, there are some videos of her
yes.
on YouTube.
Yeah.
So, what a remarkable talent.
Yeah. Well, but growing up in that environment where everybody, music was the common language between everybody. I mean, our planet, this is what our planet is about. The common language for us all over the planet is music. You may not know one word in the language, but the music always speaks to you and speaks deep, you know.
We're talking to Taj Mahal. Taj performed last night at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. And, of course, he's been recording since the late 1960s. Was it 68?
No, 66, 67 was when we started.
Okay.
I started with the Rising Suns, and then after that it went on to record my own stuff. And right now, one of the things that's really very nice is that Sony has put out a 170 song set. It's called a box set, and it starts out with the Rising Suns, and it ends up with a great concert that we did in 1970, live concert, and the treasures of Taj Mahal, and. That's really good. And for those of you who might be interested in getting close and finding out what else happened, you can find me at simply tajblues.com. And come on in. There's a lot of information, you know, stuff that you can find and see where we're playing. We've got itinerary there and everything.
Well, I sure hope you make it back to Lafayette, you know, before too long.
Oh, yeah. No, it's time.
Yeah, and, maybe if you could spend a little time around here and you know, see some of your old friends, the Savoys and Michael when he's in town, and eat some good food.
Yeah. Well, you know, don't feed me here, see, because I'll be a relative.
Well, Taj, great having you. I really appreciate you coming on the program, and I'm sure everybody tuned in right now feels the same way. You are a legend in the blues and have done brought the blues to audiences that wouldn't have heard it otherwise, and also brought a lot of other music, the influences thereof that we would not be aware of if it wasn't for you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right.
And here's one of here's a tune. Let me see. This is recorded 71, but it's a remake of one of your tunes from the 1960s.
I had the blues so bad one time, it put my face in a permanent frown. Now I'm feeling so much better, child, I can keep walking into town. Honey, I woke up this morning feeling so good, you know I'll be back down again. Throw your big leg up over me, mama, might not feel this good again. My baby, oh, I do love the way she walk. When a woman gets sleepy, I love the way she baby talk.
Make of mine, my darling baby. Creole bell. I got a house in the country, big old garden out back. Blues on the Victrola, what you think of that? My Creole bell, I love her well. My darling baby, my Creole bell.
Taj Mahal from the disc Hana Pepe Dream. And this one, let me see when this one came out. It came out on Tone Cool Records. 1999, Taj's rendition of the really wonderful Mississippi John Hurt tune, My Creole Bell. Few people have recorded covers of that tune. The only other one I can think of is Doc Watson many years ago. Wonderful job by Taj on that. And, of course, his classic Cakewalk into Town. That was 1991, he corrected me on that, that he recorded that particular version. And it's from the disc Like Never Before. Taj Mahal, what a classic. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We have blues for you for the rest of the hour.
Support for this program is provided by the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Foundation, presenting the Louisiana Cajun Zydeco Festival, June 8th and 9th in New Orleans, sponsored in part by the Louisiana Office of Tourism. Musical guests include Gino Delafosse, Beau Soleil, and Rosie LeDay. For more information and a complete music schedule, the website is CajunZydecoFest.com or LouisianaTravel.com.
Music now from Paul Rochelle's latest disc. It's called Talking Guitar. Here's his version of the old Skip James tune, Special Rider Blues.
Ain't got no special ride.
I don't need nothing but my overalls. I done trimmed these women's and they found a fall. Your time to worry, my time to live alone. But your reckless disposition, mama, drove your daddy away from home. I don't want no woman gonna run around and drink a whiskey and act like a fan-foot clown. Your time to worry, my time to live alone. But your reckless disposition drove your baby away from home. I don't want no woman with a face like a natural man. When she comes in your home, there'll be trouble in the land. But let it be her time to worry, my time to be alone. But your reckless disposition, mama, drove your daddy away from home. Oh, play it for me, boy, 'cause I'm worried. If I had your heart in my hand, I would teach you exactly how to treat a real good man. Because it's your time to worry, my time to live alone. But your reckless disposition drove your daddy away from home. Well, I tried to treat you good, tried to treat you right, but you stayed off on me, woman, all day and night. Now it's your time to worry, my time to live alone. But your reckless disposition, honey, drove your daddy away from home. Now it's a mighty sad story, but it's understood. Everybody in Atlanta, in my neighborhood, say it's your time to worry, woman, and my time to live alone. But your reckless disposition drove your daddy away from.
From 1933, that was Blind Willie McTell with one of his many, many recordings of that era, It's Your Time to Worry. McTell started recording in Atlanta back in 1927, recorded up to, I believe it was 1949, passed away in the late 1950s. One of the most revered of the Piedmont-style guitarists. Also, quite an incredible character in Atlanta. He would ride the commuter trains all around the place. It's said that you could be walking down the street with him, and he could tell you the buildings on each side of the street. Yet he was totally blind. Blind Willie McTell. He was preceded by Paul Rochelle. We heard Paul Rochelle from the disc Talking Guitar. Rochelle doing a number called Special Rider Blues, an old Nehemiah Skip James tune. James, of course, first recorded in 1931, didn't record for many, many years after, actually not until, 1964. But his blues was very, very influential as far as other artists were concerned. Robert Johnson borrowed a few of, or based a couple of his recordings on Skip James tunes. We're going to listen to Johnson's, one of his more ethereal numbers, Hellhound on My Trail. And this one is melodically based on Devil Got My Woman or Yola My Blues Away, sort of both of them melodically, that Skip James recorded in 1931. From 1937, recorded in Dallas, here is Robert Johnson. Blues falling down like hail, blues falling down like hail.
It's the day of Christmas Eve. It's the day of Christmas Eve. And tomorrow's Christmas Day. It's the day of Christmas Eve. And tomorrow's Christmas Day. Oh, wouldn't we have a time, baby? Oh, I would need my little sweet ride just to pass the time away. Oh, to pass the time away. You spank a hot foot bottle around my door, all around my door. You spank a hot foot bottle around your daddy's door. It keeps me with a rambling mind right on. Every old place I go, every old place I go. I can tell the wind is rising, the leaves trembling on the tree, trembling on the tree. I can tell the wind is rising, leaves trembling on the tree. All I need, my little sweet woman, and to keep my company.
From June of 1937, once again, Robert Johnson with his Hellhound on My Trail, and that Hellhound would catch up with him in about 14 months from that time. Robert Johnson was poisoned at the age of 27 in August of 1938. That about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. For this Friday, I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in, and also I'd like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way at 1 o'clock on the program American Roots with Nick Spitzer, and that's followed at 3 p.m. by the program Freetown Radio with Roger Cash. This is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and a program made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by listeners like you. We are member-supported public radio. You keep us on the air with annual contributions. Thanks to those of you who do, and those of you who don't, please consider joining us. We're going to let Freddie King take us up to the top of the hour, a little number called A Stumble. Have a great weekend.